Well, much of the East Coast is digging out after a winter storm that led to more than 3,000 flight cancellations since yesterday and has left more than a million people without power. It was the second nor'easter in less than a week. For more, we're joined by the Weather Channel's Maria La Rosa. Maria, which region got hit the worst?
Well, there are a couple ways to measure that. If you're talking strictly snow, there were plenty of places in New England. Woodford, Vermont got 36 inches. New Wow. Fairfield, Connecticut, 26.8 inches. Pretty remarkable, though, with Central Park getting only 3.2 inches. So still impactful, but not quite the snow story there.
Well, and here where I am in Boston, we were seeing in the forecast that it was going to be rain. And then all of a sudden you wake up and there are 8 inches of snow on the ground.
That was one of the calling cards of this storm, sort of a forecaster's dream slash nightmare, because it had such a sharp cutoff where you could go literally a couple miles and go from no snow to maybe a foot and a half. A great example is Central Park, where they got 3.2, and then you had North Caldwell, New Jersey, 16 miles away. They got 23 inches of snow. It was just the way that storm and that rain snow line set up.
And is it over at this point, the storm?
It's still producing snow, gusty winds from New Hampshire to Maine. Maine has a few more hours to pick up some of that snow, especially northern Maine. But for the most part, it is definitely winding down.
Now, this comes not long after that really big nor'easter that brought a lot of flooding to many places. Was this storm very different from that storm?
There were a few key differences, strength being one of them. That last nor'easter got down to 974 millibars, one way to measure the strength of the low pressure of the storm. This one, 986, and doesn't sound like a big difference, but that difference in strength of pressure made a huge difference with the winds. And so that was one standout. Of course, with that last storm, you had Barnstable, Massachusetts, with a 93-mile-per-hour wind gust. We didn't see anywhere near that with this one. Another difference was that this storm was moving along. So it didn't just sit out in the Atlantic and spin and churn up the waves and push the water on shore. So you didn't see the level of coastal flooding that you saw with that last nor'easter.
In the case of this storm, we're seeing a lot of people without power. Talk about the impacts of this storm.
What makes it so difficult to deal with is that you are coming so close to that last nor'easter. So people who are just getting power back on probably got knocked out again with this one. And those without power who lost it with the first one, they're going on almost a week now, right? So along with that trouble to deal with that, you have crews who are still battling some of these elements. We have still winds that are gusting 20 to 30 miles per hour with this. That makes it difficult for these crews to get out there and fix those power lines, which again adds, you know, insult to injury for those without power. The good news, if there is a silver lining, is we don't have this big Arctic chill behind it. Temperatures today in a lot of these places are not only above freezing, but probably closing in on 40 degrees like in Boston. So that will help for sure.
And thank goodness we are almost done with winter, at least officially. As you look back on this winter, how would you describe it? Was it a mild winter? Was it a rough winter?
I think if you had a pain index, it would be off the charts, because while it may not have been overall brutally cold, you know, we had the big chill in the east in January. It was just a lot of impactful storms, whether it was the rain or the freezing rain or the snow. And once you get in a pattern, you get one after the other. And so I think it's been a tough, painful winter for a lot of people, whether it was flooding in the Mississippi Valley or the nor'easters in the east.
That's Maria La Rosa of the Weather Channel. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.